Serenade No. 10 in B-flat major, K-361, Grand Partita, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, 1756-1791. 1. Largo. Molto allegro. 2. Menuetto. 3. Adagio. 4. Menuetto. Allegretto. 5. Romance. Adagio. 6. Tema con variazioni. 7. Finale. Molto allegro, rondo. Although he had toured the capitals and courts of Europe as an infant prodigy, as a young adult Mozart found himself tied to the Salzburg court. In March 1781, he was summoned to Vienna, where his employer, Archbishop Colloredo, was attending the celebrations for the accession of Joseph II. The move to the capital city gave Mozart the opportunity to look for alternative employment, both more lucrative and more illustrious. He chafed at the restrictions his employer imposed, and at his status as a servant, placed at table below the valets, if above the cooks. Mozart eventually engineered his discharge from court service, and settled in Vienna as a freelance performer and composer for the remainder of his life. Mozart's Serenade No. 10, subtitled the Grand Partita, is a masterpiece for wind ensemble. Probably composed shortly after Mozart's move to Vienna, it is a superb example of Mozart's deep-seated affinity for wind instruments. It is scored for a rich ensemble of 13 players, with 2 oboes, 4 horns, a pair of clarinets is reinforced by 2 basset horns, a mellow, deep-voiced alto clarinet, 2 bassoons and an extra bass part, provided by a double bass. An imposing introduction leads to the first, cheerful sonata form allegro. The first minuet has 2 trios. The first of these is scored for mellow clarinets and basset horns, and the wistful minor key second trio has prominent main roles for the first bassoon and oboes. A heavenly adagio follows, in which an oboe, a clarinet and a basset horn trace exquisite, interlocking melodic lines, over a gently pulsing accompaniment. The second minuet again has 2 contrasting trios, the first exploits the pathos of a minor key mode, and in the second, Lentler-like trio, oboe, basset horn and bassoon move fluidly in constant quavers, before the final return of the stately minuet. This is followed by a romance, its opening adagio interrupted by a faster and darker allegretto with a basset horn duet, before reflectively returning to the adagio. The clarinet announces the theme of the 6th movement, which is followed by 6 variations. The work concludes with a cheerful rondo, which has all the brilliance of one of Mozart's operatic finales.